At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
All right, it's time to show some love for the dads in our lives. 617-655-1234. You can call or text. Intern Mac is standing by. We got to show the love for our dads. I know we take care of moms for Mother's Day, and sometimes dads can go forgotten for Father's Day. You get them the tie, the pair of the socks, and you move on.
Yeah, don't stop at the gas station and get them some windshield wiper fluid, a pair of socks on Sunday.
617-655-1234. You want to share a funny story about your dad, or maybe what you have going on this weekend, or what he has meant to you in your life. Dan and I are going to share some stories. You know, I joke a lot about how many times my mom was married. She was legitimately married 5 times by the time I was 18 years old. In fact, when I was 18, she got married for the fifth time, right in the living room of our place. And she had to marry one guy twice. So it was actually technically 4 dads. So Richard is my dad. He lives down in St. Pete. And he is just like the wonderfulest, kindest guy. He really is. He always thinks about other people. He's easy to get along with. He's funny. He loves Dave Matthews. He travels around now in his RV with his wife, and they go to Dave Matthews shows every weekend. He
ended up being a jam band hippie in his 70s.
He is.
I love it.
And he actually gave me my love of music. I remember him listening to music when I was a kid. He had 8 tracks in our little conversion van that we used to go camping in. And that's where I found a love of music, was because of my dad. And then there was Peter. Peter was the Harley Davidson riding insurance salesman. My mom was married to him for a couple of years. Don't really know whatever happened to Peter. He just kind of came into our lives and then he was gone.
She rode his Harley off into the sunset.
He did. We had a lot of dogs when she was married to Peter. I think at one point there was 6 or 7 dogs in our backyard in a kennel because he loved dogs, but I don't really remember much about him. After Peter was Henry. Henry was French Canadian. Henry was, have you ever seen the guy in the beer commercial with the little bikini that's robust and very tan? It's like a Modelo commercial or something like that. He's kind of like the world's most interesting man, but like a 500-pound version of that and the gold chains. That was Henry. He was crazy. His family owned a cattle farm in Canada. He ended up...
Where did your mother meet all of these gentlemen?
I don't know. He ended up becoming, after they got divorced, he became super wealthy. I mean, he had a business. He sold it for like $25 million.
I should have hung on to that one.
And then he died riding his jet ski from his house to his yacht one time. And his new younger wife got all of the money after he passed away. That's a whole story that could be a documentary. And then Michael... And Michael, I was probably closest to because Michael was around during my high school years, and he had a son who was around my age. And Michael was from Boston. Mm-hmm. Michael was from Winthrop. And everything that I learned about Boston growing up in Florida was because of Michael. So I just want to shout out to all of these guys who are influential in my life in very odd and weird and funny ways. So let's talk about your dad, Dan.
All right, yeah, I only have one. Mine's going to be shorter. I don't have a list that can scroll that comes out. Yeah, my dad, Bill Breslin, actually William Joseph Breslin III.
Yes.
My brother is William Joseph Breslin IV, yeah. And my nephew is William Joseph Breslin V. I am the only man in my family who is not named Bill.
How did that happen?
It's just my grandfather was named. It's the whole line.
Right.
Goes down to 5 generations now. And I was the second son, so I'm the only non-Bill in my entire family.
That is so funny. I never knew that.
It's real easy when they're calling people for me. The rest of them, they all have to have nicknames, like Big Bill, Little Bill, Billy. Everybody needs a nickname or it gets real confusing.
This is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Yeah. Otherwise, it gets real confusing.
Right.
But yeah, my dad was in the Navy during Vietnam.
Yeah.
He's a military man. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He's a blue-collar guy. He was a welder. He worked 6 days a week to put me in Catholic school when I was younger.
Right. He's a very no-nonsense guy.
Yep. He's a big guy. But he's also maybe not the most emotionally supportive man, but he was always there for me when I needed it. He drove me up and down the East Coast in hockey rinks every weekend at 5 a.m.
Right.
While my mother was sleeping, because she was like, I'm not doing that. he was always there for me.
Right.
And actually, the day before my 16th birthday, he got in a really bad work accident and almost died the day before I turned 16.
Right.
He had to get medevaced to the hospital from his job site because the boom of a crane, the weighed 2 tons, crushed his lower body.
Wow.
And he was he broke every bone in his lower body. He was in the hospital for like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just completely changed my life.
Sure.
Got turned upside down.
Right.
And he never once complained. He could have made an insane amount of money if he had sued the company because something had gone wrong. And he didn't do that because he knew the owner had always treated him correctly and fairly. And he said,
wow.
things happen at work and I'm not going to bankrupt this guy over a mistake. And they said he was never going to work again. He was back in a few months.
Yeah.
It was just, he's the strongest guy I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Wow.
I have little boy radio hands. I can't relate. but he was always there for me, man. Shout out to Bill Breslin.
All right.
He doesn't care about Father's Day at all.
Right. Well, if you want to, if you want to just, share a story about your dad, Father's Day this weekend, we would love to hear it. You can call or text 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.